Ameren, Illinois, says it wants to be a player in the expanding electric vehicle business. The utility just announced plans to help build out a network of public charging stations. Ryan Denham speaks with Ameren's Senior Vice President of Regulatory Affairs and Financial Services, Teresa Shaw. Shaw says Ameren is in a unique position as a utility.
Building infrastructure, that's what we think we do best. We've been around for 100 years, and when you look at the wires and the poles and substations, that's what we build. And we're partnering with our union labor force that do such great work. This is work we know how to do. We also have very smart engineers. They know we have capacity in our system. We're best to locate chargers. We're investor-owned utilities, so we can get funds from investors to help fund these big projects. And what I think makes us unique as utilities, we have an obligation, and I consider an honor. We serve, required to serve anyone in our service territory. So when we think about charging infrastructure, we want to make sure it's accessible to everyone, that everyone gets to benefit from the cleaner air, from electric vehicles. And so we're especially focused on disadvantaged areas and under-resourced areas as well.
Now, has Ameren ever done public charging stations like this in the past, or is this your sort of your first foray into that?
This would be our first foray in this type of project. And to be clear, to do this, we are a regulated entity. So we believe we're going to need, we've committed to this, but we said that it's subject to getting regulatory or legislative approval to do that. But we have a couple things in the pipeline. We are supportive of, it's called the Downstate Clean Energy Affordability Act. It was introduced this last spring, hasn't been heard. We continue to support this bill. It does a lot of things supporting renewable energies, but a part of this bill is to jumpstart electric vehicle market. And it includes giving us the ability to provide incentives for third parties to come in and build charging infrastructure, or would allow us to build as well if others aren't coming in to build. So we're hopeful that that legislation will get traction, as you know, the governor and many of our state legislators are very focused on energy policy right now.
So for those charging stations coming into Illinois, what kinds of places do you intend to put them?
You might be interested to know, we have about the lower two-thirds of the state of Illinois, which is maybe about the size of Indiana. We only have 60 publicly accessible charging stations in our entire service territory right now. And we only have 3,400 electric vehicles. So that, I think, again, they kind of go hand in hand, right? Again, I said we're going to have to work with our regulators and other stakeholders that are interested in this to file a plan where the charging corridor would go. But I'll share with you our vision. We would want to see chargers at major intersections on all of the 9 interstates that go through our service territory. So that would include I-74, 55, I-39. We'd also want major routes as well, to make sure we have good coverage. We haven't set a certain number yet, but to give you some perspective, we think to feel comfortable, usually they suggest every 30 to 50 miles you would have a charger. And I don't think it would have to be a lot, but it's just enough to make people comfortable. They can hop on 55 and not lose any power in their car.
Well, more electrification of vehicles will mean more demand on the grid. Can you talk, big picture about how ready or not ready our grid is for that kind of reality, and what do we have to do to get there?
Yes, great question. You know, we are very ready. We have, over the last several years, due to the IEMA Act, that was really forward-looking legislation passed several years ago by our General Assembly, to invest in our grid. It's smarter. It's more reliable. It's been built to have more two-way flows of communication, and that's where renewables come in, and that's where electric vehicles come in. So we've been building our system the last 10 years to be ready for this type of technology to come on to our system. Electric vehicles, we're ready. We continue to invest in our infrastructure. And this is kind of the really interesting part about why electric vehicles, it's kind of one of these win-win-wins. One of the rare topics where most people can agree on these days is how electric vehicles, it's good for the environment, but it can be good for customers because, you know, if you can, it's called demand management. If you can really incentivize people to charge at the right times, you can actually drive down our per unit cost of electricity for all customers. And, you know, what do I mean by optimizing the use of the grid? So, you know, our our infrastructure. It is designed, our distribution infrastructure. So when you look at our wires and our poles and the substations, it's designed, always has been designed to meet our peak customer need on that hottest day of the year, which is usually in the afternoon. So when you come home and it's 100 degrees outside and really humid, and you can turn all your lights on, all your appliances are on, you can charge your phone, you can watch television, and you don't have to worry about your power not being on. That's how we designed the system. We wanted to make sure you have power on those days. So that's how our system's built. So that means we have capacity on especially non-peak times, which for us is usually that 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. That's one of the things that finally we have with our regulators is to offer certain, sometimes you hear it called time of use rates, to incentivize people to charge in that off-peak time. So maybe from 11 to 7, charge your car so it's ready to go in the morning. And you're helping us spread out our costs or bring more units of electricity sales. And then we can spread all of our kind of fixed costs over more units, driving down costs for everybody.
That's Ameren Illinois Executive Teresa Shaw speaking with Ryan Denham. Ameren also says it plans to electrify its own fleet with a goal of all light-duty vehicle purchases being electric by 2030. Shaw says Ameren has already pre-ordered several Rivian trucks.